Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated PG-13. The flying chair contains sickness and death in an elevator.
My dear sister, I can still remember the first time I watched someone die. I couldn't look away. It was so vibrant. Not at all what you would imagine from stories Mother told us as children. Dreadful stories, where you're made to be sick at the very thought of gore or blood. No. It wasn't at all the terrible experience Mother warned us it would be. Which is very like Mother anyhow, so I was hardly surprised. But yes, well, what I mean to say is, I had believed seeing death, bringing death, would be enough. That the fear would go away. Very much to the contrary, however. Seeing death, bringing death, holding death, could never save you from being dead. Death could never be held, because it is the fire. Death could never be a balm, when within itself lies the very abrasion you feel. Death could never be anything but the absence of all things. Especially control. Thank you, Reginald. I don't know what I'd do without you.
It's my honor to serve your grace.
Henriette, my dear, how I long to see you.
Oh, Philippe. I have missed you so. Is it snowing?
It is, my dear. Awful weather. I've never seen Versailles in such a state. A blanket of thick white snow everywhere. But I simply had to see you. Yes, I know your father protests, but I must.
Oh, Philippe, you know I love the snow. Can we go now together, please? Only for a few moments, please, Philippe.
Well, yes, all right, of course.
Splendid.
But only for a few moments
thank
now,
you, Philippe.
Yet.
Thank Remember. You. Yes, take my hand. And thank you again, Reginald. I do appreciate greatly your coming to visit tonight. Father said I'm not to see you from henceforth, but as long as His Majesty uses this mechanical art for disrespecting our mother and other such frivolities, then surely I shall use it to see you.
You do know I love you, Henriette.
But of course, I've always loved you, Philippe. Has the cold made you sick to make such a pronouncement?
I simply needed to know you know. Nothing more. Remove it from your mind. It was silly.
You are a silly one, Louis-Philippe. And I love you. I would sooner die than never feel the snow again. Don't you just adore it, Philippe?
Adore, yes. Very much so.
As though the stars themselves fall upon us. Jewels of the sky meant only to fall and sparkle and dazzle us. Simply marvellous. What's your favourite? Philippe?
Henriette, I avow myself to you, now and always. You are my heart. Please, do me the greatest honour of marrying me.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Oh, Henriette.
I once saw Reginald strike down someone for coming too close to us in a crowd, killing them instantly. Perhaps their only offence was being there, but as though it was stitched into the fabric of my mind, I remember their death well. I remember Reginald's staff piercing their flesh like a hot blade through clay, unravelling their guts and blood, and the colour. Yes, I remember everything quite vividly indeed, especially the colour. It was the most vibrant sight I'd gazed upon yet, or still, and I can recall it perfectly. The raw flesh and meat. Not a simple red, but the glowing embers of fire, brighter than the sun in the sky, and darker than the night that surrounds the moon. But you see, that's when the realisation struck me. As brutally as Reginald had struck the fatal blow, as clearly and exposed the one who now lay sprawled at their feet, broken box of wine staining the floor. Death wasn't something I could witness, but feel. And once I accepted that, I fully realised just how many things could die.
Henriette, I will bear this insubordination no longer. Do you hear me? You have never before, and I can hardly conceive.
Hardly conceive. Hardly, father. Truly. If so, it offers little consolation that you crush my heart beneath clumsy fingers rather than brutal ones.
I will bid you hold your tongue, young lady. I am the king of this land, and you are barely 24, speaking of love and brutality, which you undoubtedly know very little.
I know much more than your grace permits me to know.
What does this nonsense mean?
How you wantonly disrespect mother and our family, our regality, how you use your flying chair to smuggle any harlot you might fit your fancy, as though we wouldn't be wise to it, when I have used it for beauty, for truth, for love.
You speak out of turn. I surrender significant license to you, and this is how you speak to me season after season. Now, you do little else but mourn Philippe as though all life had ceased. For heaven's sake, winter has gone and come again. Henriette, my child, I love you with more than the sum of my soul. Please.
Did I not also plead with you, father, when you said that allowing our nuptials would... How did you put it, father? Reinforce the Orleans claim to the throne? As though my heart is a game or a stratagem. I loved Philippe, father. And do you know what word reaches me today? You do, surely. Say it, then. Say it.
Philippe is to be married to another.
Philippe is to be married.
Come, we're going sledding.
What?
I spoke clearly. Sledding. Immediately, Reginald brought word of the snow prior, and I know you love it so. I absolutely will not hear anything to the contrary, and expect to see you in the entrance hall upon my arrival.
But, father...
Upon my arrival. You do know I love you, Henriette.
I love you too, father. I have often fancied myself a talented pianist. I certainly don't dare fancy myself a gifted composer. Not like Johann Sebastian Bach, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, or even Léonin. But certainly I love to play their work. This piece has always been one of my favourites. There are 13 fugues in total, though regrettably I won't get through them all. No, sadly there's not enough time for me. I'm afraid I should have told you. I'm writing him now, dear sister, because I don't think I'll make the morning. 2 days previously, I went sledding with father when suddenly the stinging wind befell me. Ever since, I have found it hard to breathe and have been coughing up much blood. The doctor attempts to medicate, but I feel the end approaching. And even if I could, I would not fight it. This world has not shown itself capable of protecting me, nor willing to provide me the tools necessary to protect myself, and when I dare deem it necessary to then build my own tools, they are taken from me, destroyed, forbidden. Even some of those injustices I might have survived if I still had my heart. Once that was lost, I fear so was my will. It seems that God agrees with me. It pains me still to know this will hurt you. But I hope in time you can think of me fondly. Louise, please take care of father. I know often a king overreacts to such devastating occurrences that exist outside all control. My love always. Anne Henriette de France, House Bourbon, Palace of Versailles. I must apologize, Reginald. I can't fill your pockets for this dereliction of your duty, as I so often have before.
It's my honor to serve your grace.
Thank you, Reginald.
Are you sure, your grace?
I'm quite positive. Thank you, Reginald. The flying chair was the closest I came to everlasting happiness before it all slipped through my hands in an instant. When snow falls like this, thick and full, each drop is like an angel's kiss. In this life, I suppose they'll have to do.
The Flying Chair was written and directed by A.R. Olivieri. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing by A.R. Olivieri. Sound design by Tal Manier. And music by Roshan Singh. Starring Beth Eyre as Anne Henriette, Evan Tess Murray as Louis-Philippe, DJ Silvis as Reginald, and To Zaman as King Louis.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello there, citizen. You've lived in Guilt City for a while now. Maybe you've wondered, when you wake in the morning and retrieve the letters tucked neatly into your postbox, just where your mail comes from. It comes from the night post, of course. Those faithful couriers deliver it while you're sleeping. All the better that they stay out of sight and keep the unseemly strangeness that follows them out of our city, in the skelter where it belongs. If, for some reason, you'd like to know more about Guilt City's conscripted couriers and the burden that chose them, their secret hopes and fears, the ancient, untamed threats that hound them on their nocturnal journeys. You have only to listen. The Night Post is a queer supernatural audio drama, delivered weekly, in dead of night, to wherever you listen to podcasts. Find answers at nightpostpod.com.